Body, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Thursday, November 6, 2014, and you are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. And now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome, everybody, to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am Chef Valerie Wilson, and I'm coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan. I'm looking out my window right now, and we have a typical fall day for Michigan. It's overcast and cloudy, kind of cold outside, kind of windy and wet, but that's what Michigan is all about. It's still absolutely beautiful out there, even though most of the leaves have fallen off the tree. They're still all over the ground. I feel so blessed to be living in this absolutely beautiful state. And I hope there's a lot of listeners out there listening to the radio show right now that are right here in Michigan, because that's where I'm based. And if you live at all in the Westland area, which is where I'm located, then you can attend one of my upcoming cooking classes, which during the show, I will be telling you all about my classes and also a special Thanksgiving dinner I have this month. Also in the show today, I am sharing with you an incredibly delicious, creamy pie recipe that you can make and serve at your Thanksgiving dinner. It is a walnut pie. I also will be going through and talking about natural sweeteners, sweeteners that won't spike your blood sugar level in case you're dealing with blood sugar issues. So all that's coming up in the show today. So I'm pretty excited about the show. I love the holiday time. I love cooking for the holiday time. I love making desserts and pies, and people's face just lights up when they taste something that's really delicious. I have been teaching cooking classes for over 17 years now, and I've been in the food industry for over 24 years. I love to cook. I'm always in the kitchen creating new recipes all the time. I specialize in vegan and vegetarian food. My background is I studied macrobiotic cooking and also Oriental Chinese medicine that deals with the energy of the food and how the food relates to certain organs in the body according to the five transformations of energy. That's where my expertise is. I deal strictly with food. I've studied food for over 20 years. The effects food has on your body, and so forth and so on. Now, if you go to my website, which is macroval.com, I have a lot of wonderful, great information there. All of my past articles are documented there in the archives. You can also access all of the past radio shows. There's a link there to get to listening to this radio show now. You can listen to all my archive radio shows that I've done previously. I also have my schedule up on my website that has all my upcoming cooking classes, all my upcoming events. You can contact me, send me a question on my website. And I also have information about my one-on-one counseling sessions. I can do a sit-down counseling session with you, too. I would like to take this opportunity right now to thank Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, Penny, and Courtney, and all the people that work there, to make this radio show possible. I'm very grateful to be able to come to you once a month. It is the first Thursday of the month from 1 to 2 o'clock. That's when my radio show is. And they also put together the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is this amazing free magazine that's all around the place, around town here. Health food stores, different venues carry it. If you see the magazine, make sure you grab a copy, pick it up. I always submit an article and a recipe every month. And there's many contributing writers in the magazine, and their articles are always uplifting, positive articles to help you on your life's journey. And many of the ladies and gentlemen who write for the magazine also have radio shows here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So make sure you check that out and listen to some of the other radio shows too. Again, I'm here today to share with you my recipe of walnut pie, cooking healthy. I don't want to make things complicated, because if I make things complicated, you're not going to do it. So I always tell people, take one step at a time. It can be a big step, it can be a small step, but just take one step, you know, towards eating healthy, and then take another step, and then take another step that'll eventually get you to where you want to be. Food is what makes up your body. When you eat food and you chew it, and, you know, and it goes into your body, it creates the cells in your body, which creates the blood that flows through every single aspect of your body. So food is medicine. It's very powerful. So in order to maintain health and longevity, we want to consume the best quality whole food from Mother Nature that we possibly can, not foods that are refined and processed. And when you start making these small changes in your eating habits, you will definitely start to see results. You might feel better. You might have more energy. Maybe some of the aches and pains that you might be suffering with will lessen or eventually go away. Look, the truth is observable. And when you start changing your eating habits, you will observe that you actually can live a healthy, pain-free, abundant life. And that's my goal. So it's the holiday season, and we're all going to start cooking for Thanksgiving and eventually cooking for Christmas. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, I'm not going to eat healthy at the holiday time. I'm going to totally go off my diet because I want to indulge and I want to enjoy the flavors of the season. Well, just because they're healthy recipes doesn't mean that they don't taste absolutely delicious. Let me tell you a little family story here. Of course, I changed my diet like 20 years ago. And I have to admit, through 20 years of experience, my food has become more and more delicious as the years progress, because I've learned how to season it properly, and I know which products to buy to make the food flavorful and everything. And anyways, my family, you know, 20 years ago, they would try my food and they'd be like, yeah, that's good. Okay, whatever. Now, I practically make the whole Thanksgiving dinner. People enjoy my stuffing recipe better. You know, I make the gravy. I make the desserts, you know, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, this walnut pie. You know, I'm pretty much the chef now for the whole dinner aspect of it. And everybody completely enjoys it. The key here, if you're going to make something healthy, okay, and you don't want people to freak out or flip out, make it look and taste like what they're used to, right? So make a stuffing. Make a stuffing using whole grain bread. Don't go out of the box and make some, you know, crazy recipe that you see in a magazine, and it's not going to look like anything on a Thanksgiving table ever. And it's got like 15 different ingredients, and it's got like 100 steps to make it, and it's really, really complicated. Because you're going to go in the kitchen, and you're going to be, okay, I'm going to make this recipe. You've never made it before. You don't know if it's a foolproof recipe, and then you've wasted all that time, effort, all those ingredients, making something that then people would taste and go, Well, this isn't a Thanksgiving traditional dish. So again, make it simple. Make it somewhat similar to what they're used to, and make it recognizable, okay? So, I mean, stuffing is a really good example, because traditional stuffing is made with, you know, sautéed vegetables. Mine's usually onions, garlic, and celery, you know, the trinity. And then I like putting mushrooms in mine, you know, and then there's the bread. Now, I get whole grain bread, and there's a lot of great choices out there for whole grain bread. There's sprouted bread. Sprouted bread has a nice, rich richness to it that makes a really good stuffing. So you got like Ezekiel bread, or there's another one that I really like called Alvarado Street Bakery. Both of these sprouted grain breads are excellent. Or you could go with a healthy whole grain bread, such as a bread made with whole wheat or something like that. As long as you don't have a wheat sensitivity, you know, you do have to take your diet in consideration. I want to tell you about it. I'm so excited. I found this new bread. I'm telling everybody about this new bread because I'm so excited about it. It's called Stone House Bread, and they're located right here in Michigan in Traverse City. It is a non-yeasted, traditionally fermented sourdough bread. I just discovered this bread last week. I was so excited because I haven't been able to find a non-yeasted sourdough bread in many, many years that I really, really like and is healthy and everything. This bread, it's soft on the inside, but it has a little bit of a crust on the outside, and the air pockets that are inside the middle are like really, really big, so it rises really, really nice for you. I mean, I'm thinking I'm making my stuffing this year with this new bread. Now, it is wheat flour. It's stone ground wheat flour. And then there's water and salt. That's it. Simple ingredients. The less ingredients on the package when you read the ingredients means that it's more healthy and whole for you. Now, that's the traditional, you know, sourdough bread they make. But I did also try their multigrain whole grain bread one that had rolled oats and millet in it also. That bread blew me away, too. Totally phenomenal and absolutely delicious. But again, you're going to make something like a stuffing. You just stick with the basics and just substitute maybe some healthier ingredients into it. And maybe, you know, saute your vegetables in some olive oil instead of sauteing in, like, you know, something that has a saturated fat in it, like butter or lard or something like that. Again, small choices. It's still going to create tremendous amount of flavor in your food, and it's going to look the dishes that people are used to, right? Speaking of which, when it comes to desserts for your holiday get-togethers, pies. You know, everybody makes pies for Thanksgiving dinner, right? And I make an awesome pumpkin pie, but this month I decided to share with my readers and the audience listening right now my walnut pie. It's creamy. It's delicious. It's decadent. And let me tell you about the whole grain natural sweeteners that I use in this recipe. Now, my favorite sweetener that I use all the time, brown rice syrup. Now, if you've listen to any of my other radio shows, or you've read my articles, or maybe you've been to my website, I talk a lot about brown rice syrup. It is like this hidden gem of a natural sweetener that most people don't know about, which is an incredible shame because it is the best of the best, and it is the healthiest sweetener you can use. It is made from whole grain brown rice, and brown rice is so fantastic for you, full of vitamins, minerals, anti-cancer nutrients, really high in antioxidants. They take this brown rice and they cook it down. They don't extract anything out of it. They don't use any chemicals, nothing. They just cook this brown rice down until they get this syrupy consistency. And because it's made from brown rice, which is a complex carbohydrate, and there's no fruit involved, and there's no extraction process, the sugar, when they cook this brown rice down, is called maltose. Now, that's very important. It's M-A-L-T-O-S-E, maltose. Maltose is the least reactive sugar that the human body can consume. So it will not spike your blood sugar level. So this is really important for people who have blood sugar issues, people who are diabetic. This is the preferred sweetener. It has the consistency of honey. It's sticky and thick like that, and it makes really good desserts, and it is one of the key ingredients in this walnut pie recipe. Now, the next key ingredient is a natural sweetener called Amazake, and that's spelled A-M-A-Z-A-K-E. Now, This one here is like a creamy malted sweetener. It comes in a plastic container, and you find it in the frozen section of your health food store. This amasaki is a traditional food that they've been eating for thousands of years. In fact, it was invented by these monks who wanted a naturally sweet drink before they went to bed, but they didn't want to have an overly sugary sweet drink that's going to spike their blood sugar level. They wanted to keep their energy calm, so they didn't want to introduce an overly sweet, you know, sucrose thing to them. They wanted something that was made from a whole food, which would be like brown rice. So again, this amasaki brown rice that has been mixed with koji. Koji is a natural, it's a natural mold that comes from when they naturally ferment the brown rice. So amasaki is a food that's like naturally fermented, made from brown rice. The word amasaki literally means sweet sake. So you've heard of the alcoholic beverage called sake that's made from rice. So when they make the sake, they ferment the rice. So before the rice gets to the fermentation where it eventually turns into the alcohol, it's amasaki. So the amasaki literally means sweet sake. So it's like in a process before it actually turns to alcohol. It's this sweet, creamy, thick liquid. It's like a malted is what it is. When I have students in my cooking class taste this amasaki, they're like blown away. They love it. And it gives this pie the rich creaminess that it needs. And again, because it's made from brown rice, the sugar in here is maltose. It will never, ever spike your blood sugar level. Okay? So it's fantastic for you. These are the best of the best sweeteners. Brown rice syrup and amasaki, okay? This is what is featured in the pie recipe here, all right? Now get out a piece of paper and a pen if you don't have a copy of the magazine, because during the next segment, I am going to walk you through this recipe. And if you want, you can go to my website, macroval.com. This recipe is posted. Again, pick up the Body, Mind, Spirit guide. That's where you find this recipe also. And before we go on break, let me tell you what I got going in the month of November, because I got a lot of exciting things going on. On Saturday, November 15th, I am serving a sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. This is not a cooking class. This is where you can come to my house, and I have cooked and prepared a whole Thanksgiving dinner, and you get to sit and enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner. These are some of the best foods that I make all year long. And again, I've perfected these recipes to the point where they're really good. So I make a tofu turkey that I make from scratch. It is not some frozen tofurkey thing. It's an actual tofu turkey. I form it into like a big round mound, and then I stuff it with my homemade whole grain stuffing, and I bake it in the oven, and it comes, oh my God, it's so rich and it's so good. I make homemade onion gravy that I serve with the dinner. I make a millet mock mashed potatoes. So instead of using white potatoes, I use a combination of millet and other vegetables, and I create what tastes like mashed potatoes. I make cranberry sauce from scratch, and I also make fig blackberry sauce, and I also make a green dish. So I serve this all with a sweet and sour kale dish and a slice of pumpkin pie for dessert. This is my sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. It runs from 7 until 9 p.m. on Saturday, November 15th. It is $35 per person. And remember, all this food is organic, vegan, and homemade. I don't know about you, but if you went to a restaurant and had this dinner served to you, you'd be paying upwards of $50 or more. Definitely. Again, you can go to my website, macroval.com, to sign up for this. You can call me directly, 734-722-4553, to sign up for this. This is a sit-down dinner, though it is not a cooking class. You will not get the recipes. However, all these recipes I have on a DVD. And the DVD comes with the companion recipes when I taught how to make all these recipes in a previous cooking class. So if you come to dinner and you really, really like the recipes, you can purchase the DVD. And this DVD is also available on my website, so you can go there and purchase that. We are going to go on a quick break here, and when we come back, I'll be sharing my walnut pie recipe with you.
Thank you, Val. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is amazake and her recipe for walnut pie. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she has talked about today and in the past, and for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down today, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of the state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions. And you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVal Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, thank you, Courtney. I was definitely thinking, oh, we need to give the phone number for people to call in. So the last 20 minutes of the show, I would love to hear from you. Call in, ask questions, just have a comment, or maybe you have a health issue. I can make some food suggestions that might help you. I would love to hear from you. That would be absolutely wonderful. Yes, please visit my Facebook page. It says Macro Val Food, because I posted step instructions with pictures on how to make this walnut pie. So you also get a visual. So make sure you go there, like Macro Val Food, and not only, you know, this recipe, but I do post other recipes with pictures, step-by-step instructions, and all my upcoming events are posted there also. And also on the computer, I have a YouTube channel, and you can access that YouTube channel by going to macroval.com. I have a direct link that will take you there. I have over 30 videos. All the videos are short, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 minute videos, so it's not like it's going to take up an hour of your time. Talking about food, how it affects the body, different foods. If you like what you're hearing here today on the radio show, you can get more of it by watching my YouTube videos. And then after you watch them, please leave a comment and let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you again. You know, feedback is always so important for me to know what's going on. What are your thoughts? What are your questions? I love to hear back from anybody out there listening. All right, let's make this walnut pie. So here's how we're going to make the crust. You need 1/4 cup of water, 1/4 cup of olive oil, pinch of sea salt, and 1.5 cups of whole grain spelt flour. Now, my preferred flour to make crust is spelt flour, because spelt flour helps to create a crust that's going to hold together for you better. You can use whole wheat pastry flour, you can use other flours, but if you're going to do a gluten-free crust, because I know everybody's on this gluten-free kick, sometimes I use whole grain oat flour. I like that flour a lot too. But if you make a gluten-free crust, I'm telling you right now, it will not hold together as well as a crust that's made with spelt flour. Now, I don't use weird, funky ingredients like white rice flour or sarragum flour or any of those other flours that you find in a lot of processed gluten-free foods, okay? Because I stick with whole foods from Mother Earth. I don't want to use refined processed flours that are white in nature. So this is my favorite way to make a crust. Now, you have to take into consideration when you make your pies for your holiday cooking, the pie crust has to be cold in order for you to roll it out with a rolling pin. So you must plan ahead to have this pie crust in the refrigerator for at least 30 minutes to get it cold. And speaking of which, planning ahead, when you do your holiday dinner, you know that you can make the pies the day before or even 2 days before. Don't wait until the day of the event to make all the food. It's too much. You will get overwhelmed. Pies actually serve up better and taste better if they have a whole day to sit. And again, you can even make them 2 days in advance. Pies, not a problem. They last, so you don't have to worry about it. You are going to take the water, the olive oil, and the sea salt and put it in a bowl, mix it together. And then you're going to add the flour, and you're going to mix it until you get a firm dough that holds together. Form that dough into a flat, round disc. Wrap it in plastic wrap and refrigerate it for at least 30 minutes. Now, once the dough is cold, take it out. And now, the way that I do it, which I have found is the easiest, unwrap it so you have a piece of plastic wrap underneath the dough. You have the dough. Take another piece of plastic wrap, put it over the top. Then take your rolling pin and roll out the dough to approximately the size of the pie shell that you're going to be using. It works really well with the plastic wrap because you can see through it. You can see how big it is. If you're rolling it out and you're not creating a round, you're creating a square or some weird shape, you can peel back the plastic and you can kind of reshape and reform the dough to make it round. Put the plastic wrap back down on there and continue rolling with your rolling pin. And then it really makes it easiest to put it in the pie shell. Now make sure you oil your pie dish because you don't want the crust to stick to it. Take the pie dish and set it on top of the dough, of the crust that you rolled out. Not on top of the plastic, right actually on top of the dough. And then you can like take your hand underneath and you can scoop up the dough with the bottom piece of plastic into the pie shell and then flip it over. It's the best way to get pie crust into a pie dish without it breaking. And then remove the plastic wrap. And then what you want to do is you want to crimp the sides of the pie crust. Using your first finger and your thumb, you just slightly pinch the dough as you go around the edge, and it makes a pretty decorative edge on your pie crust. All right, so this pie has another component. It's called caramelized topping. So this consists of 1 cup of brown rice syrup, 1/2 cup of amazake, 1 pinch of sea salt, 1 pinch of allspice, and 1 cup of those walnuts, just loosely chopped. You don't want the walnuts to be whole, but you don't want them to be in really, really small pieces. So just kind of chop them once through so you have some nice chunks. Now you're going to put all those ingredients into a saucepan. You're going to turn the heat on and you're going to bring it to a boil. Now once it gets to a boil, reduce it down to the lowest temperature and let it simmer for approximately 10 minutes. It's going to, you know, cook there on the stove. And it's going to congeal, and it's going to, you know, to get all the flavors coming out of the walnuts. Meanwhile, while that's cooking, we're going to create what's called the creamy middle. This consists of 3/4 cup of amazake, 1/2 cup of brown rice syrup, and 1 pinch of sea salt, 2 cups of walnuts, and 3 tablespoons of arrowroot. Arrowroot is a white powder. It's a thickening agent. It comes from the arrowroot plant, and this is what's going to thicken the pie so that when you cut a slice of pie, it doesn't ooze out all over the plate. It actually remains in an actual slice. You are going to put all those ingredients into a food processor and puree until you get a smooth consistency. Now, this is the creamy middle, so this portion you're going to pour into the pie crust first. Then you're going to take that hot caramelized topping that's been cooking, and you're going to pour that over the top of the creamy middle. Now, you do need to be careful here because this is a hot liquid, and you're pouring it into this creamy middle, and you want the hot liquid to stay on top. You don't want it to mix with the creamy middle. So what I do is I take a spatula, and I just very slowly pour this hot topping over the creamy middle, and I let it kind of fall on the spatula first, as it's going onto the creamy middle so that I can keep the two separate. Because then when it bakes, you've got the creamy middle and then you've got the gooey caramelized topping on the top. You are going to bake this pie for 1 hour at 350 degrees. And let me give you a tip here. Put the pie on a baking sheet when it goes in the oven. Because a lot of times when you bake pies, the filling gets really, really hot and bubbles over and spills in your oven. And you don't want a mess to clean up. So if you put it on a baking sheet when you put it in the oven, all you have to do is just clean that baking sheet. I always, always, always put my pie on a baking sheet when I put it in the oven, no matter what kind of pie I'm making. It just makes the cleanup so much easier. And then you need to let this pie completely cool before you cut it. Otherwise, it's going to ooze all over the plate. This pie is so delicious. You bite into it, and you've got the creamy middle that just melts in your mouth. You have the crust on the bottom that gives it this texture, and then on the top is like the best part of the pie. It's like caramelized walnuts over the top. That gives it just the additional little bit of sweetness. And then you have the whole walnuts in the caramel that when you chew them, they just melt in your mouth with the creamy middle. This pie is so good. I really, really hope that you try making this pie and for your holiday dinner and give me some feedback and let me know what you think, because it is really, really good. And let me give you a secret here that only people listening to the radio show right now will know. You can take this walnut pie recipe and you can substitute pecans for the walnuts and you will create a pecan pie. Now, at Thanksgiving time and everything, pecan pie, I don't know. I love pumpkin pie too, but I think the pecan pie is my favorite. I always make pecan pie for Thanksgiving. And if you're like me and you love pecan pie, you can substitute it. But growing up as a kid, pecan pie was always so sweet. I never really liked it. But this version, yeah, one of my favorites. I absolutely love it. Yeah. So that's a tip only people listening to the radio show actually get to hear. And I have another great offer for only people listening to the radio show. I have these upcoming classes I'm going to tell you about right now, and the price of the class is $40, but if you are listening to the radio show right now and you contact me through my website, macrovel.com, or you call me directly, 734-722-4553, I will give you $5 off. So you can come to a cooking class for $35. I have a couple classes this month. Now, classes... The first one is on Wednesday, November 12th, from 6:30 until 9 p.m. These classes are held here in my home. We are making tasty, healthy dishes for the holiday. These classes are hands-on. Everybody helps participate. You actually get to help make the food that we're creating. And then afterwards, you sit down and you get to eat a meal, not a little sample cup. You get an actual meal. You get to eat the food we've prepared. These are some of really, really good recipes. Some of the recipes featured in the sit-down dinner, but not all of them. We will be making a wild rice stuffing. So this is a completely gluten-free stuffing for you. I'll be making baked delicata squash, my favorite, favorite, favorite winter squash. The fig blackberry sauce and pumpkin pie. Let me tell you about this fig blackberry sauce. All right, so growing up as a kid, Thanksgiving dinner, we always have cranberry sauce. with the little ridges in it because it comes out of a can, right? Never liked it at all. Never. I discovered healthy eating and made cranberry sauce from scratch. Love it. It's really good. When you make cranberry sauce from scratch, really good. However, it tends to be tart. Hey, cranberries are tart. That's just the flavor of them. So I do love it, but it's not my favorite. So the wheels start spinning in my head, and I've probably had this recipe for about 10 years. One of my favorite foods is figs. I love, love, love figs. And I also love blackberries. So I thought, well, geez, instead of cranberry sauce, I'm going to make fig blackberry sauce. So I created this fig blackberry sauce. It is now my family's favorite. My sister even said, gosh, you know what? I like this fig blackberry sauce better than the cranberry sauce. But whenever we have a Thanksgiving dinner, I have both cranberry sauce and fig blackberry sauce. But, yeah, so I'll teach you how to make this fig blackberry sauce in the Wednesday, November 12th class. On Wednesday, November 19th, I have another Cooking for the Holiday cooking class. Again, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. The fee is normally $40, but if you're listening to the radio show right now, you can come for $35. In this class, we'll be making my homemade whole grain bread stuffing. I love this stuffing, and it's so good. I will be teaching you how to make the millet mashed potatoes with the homemade onion gravy. And in this class, I will be teaching you how to make the homemade cranberry sauce that I just told you about. These recipes for the holiday time are some of my regular students' favorite recipes, and I have regular people that come every year to the sit-down Thanksgiving dinner also, which is Saturday, November 15th from 7 to 9. The fee on that is $35, and I'm sorry, but there's no discount on the sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. But again, this is an opportunity for you to come and just totally enjoy a organic, vegan, sit-down Thanksgiving dinner. Now, I do make the stuffing with whole grain bread that is not gluten-free. However, if you are dealing with a gluten-free diet at the moment and you contact me, I can make some gluten-free stuffing for you. Very, very simple. And all the other recipes are completely gluten-free in the sit-down dinner, so it's not a problem. I had some ladies last year that wanted the gluten-free, so not a problem. Contact me. No big deal. I just created this new recipe Monday. I'm so excited to share it about you. And no, unfortunately, there's no way you can get this recipe because I just created it. But anyways, it's a gluten-free stuffing. It is sweet potato and millet cooked together that have the texture of bread, completely gluten-free. And then I add all the other vegetables and seasonings and cook it up and bake it in the oven. Yeah, it tastes like stuffing. It's really, really good. So that might be an option if you want to come to this sit-down dinner, gluten-free stuffing. We're about ready to go on another break. Again, please call in. Have a chat with me, 646-378-0378. Maybe you have a health issue you want to discuss with me. Maybe you got a question about a certain food. That's my expertise. I love talking about food. I like opening up the last 20 minutes of the show to bring people on. And if for some reason you don't want to talk on the radio with me, there's always the chat room that you could be sending a message to Courtney right now. You could be asking questions. But right now we're going to go on another short break, and then we'll come back.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can connect to her by phone at 734-722-4553. And we would also welcome anyone to visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so that you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I also wanted to tell you about the incredible, wonderful health benefits of walnut. Because we're making a walnut pie here. First and foremost, in Oriental medicine, they always say if a certain food looks like a certain organ in your body, it is known to feed and nurture that organ. So if we look at a walnut, it looks exactly like a brain. It's all squiggly, right, like your brain. And when you crack it open, it actually has two halves, like the left and the right half. And it also comes in a shell, which is like the skull of your head. It's exactly like a brain. And the nutritional profile is that it's high in omega-3 fatty acids, which we know is fantastic for your brain, high in zinc, calcium, potassium, and it's known for anti-inflammatory properties also, the walnut is. And it's interesting to note that there's an old medicinal recipe that if unfortunately you suffer from a concussion, you can cook a gruel with brown rice and ground walnuts, and it will help your concussion heal. So again, visually and that just demonstrates how walnuts are excellent, excellent brain food for you to consume on a regular basis. Now, I'll bring Courtney on here, my lovely producer, and see if we've gotten anybody contact, ask questions.
Yes, we actually have a caller in queue. His name is Mitch, and he has a few questions for you. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, Val.
Hi, Mitch. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Just enjoying my day off, and I just got done making a little bit of applesauce using that brown rice syrup exclusively as my sweetener. And I just wanted to tell you just how wonderful it turned out.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. And you cooked the apples down and put the brown rice syrup in. And now are you canning it or are you just going to eat it fresh?
Oh, I'm just going to eat it fresh. It's a great thing to grab, and I love it cold. I love it refrigerated. For some reason, it just brings out the taste of everything. And one thing I do like to add, and this kind of goes with it, the sweeteners are something that I've progressed through, and the brown rice syrup is just an incredible ending to my sweetener quest. But also, I love vanilla. I am a recovering alcoholic, and I'm trying to stay away from any vanilla products that have alcohol in anything that has alcohol in them. What is a healthy alternative as far as a vanilla that I can ingest?
Okay, well, here's the thing. In fact, just yesterday when I was at the health food store, I needed to pick up some more vanilla, and there are options that say right on the bottle, non-alcoholic vanilla flavoring. I picked up Simply Organic non-alcohol vanilla flavoring. I got this. You might have to look at a health food store. It may not be readily available, at a Kroger's or something, although it might be. But just read the ingredients, read the label, because there are non-alcoholic versions out there. Another thing you could do is look for the whole vanilla bean. They actually sell whole vanilla beans, too. And you take a knife and you split it open, and there's little teeny black dots inside of there. And
okay.
You can, take the knife and, scrape that out. That's the vanilla flavoring you're looking for. And throw that into whatever you're making, whether it's your applesauce or a vanilla cake or something like that. The actual vanilla bean is fantastic to cook with, too.
Now, is there any way to make a version of, say I wanted to make an extract of on my own, Would cooking that down with water make a liquid that I could put in a bottle and save without using alcohol?
Well, you might be able to save it for a few days, but most of these extracts, you know, preservatives and everything, they're using glycerin, which is a, you know, a food-based non-alcoholic type of thing that they actually put the vanilla in that will keep it in your refrigerator longer. If you did the water option, like I said, it would maybe last 7 to 10 days in your refrigerator, but not months and months and months. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Well, that would be fine. I mean, like if I used it within a week, it would that would be okay then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Glycerin just doesn't sound right in food. I don't know. That doesn't. It doesn't sound like something I want in my vanilla, as far, let alone anything else, as far as what I'm eating. So, great, Val, thank you so much. As I said, too, the sweetener thing, I was actually using raw honey for a long time, and I tried some of the brown rice syrup on some toast and some sourdough toast the other day, and it just knocked me out. I sprinkled a little cinnamon on it, and it was fantastic. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll keep plugging away. I know you've got a lot of you've got a lot of trial and error in this, and I've been cooking for a long time, and these are all things that are helping me to find healthy alternatives. So, thanks for your time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mitch had mentioned as he was on the phone with him that he's been going through a bunch of different sweeteners, and he had used raw honey before. And I get asked this question all the time in my cooking class. Again, brown rice syrup, hands down, the best sweetener there is. And then there's all these other natural sweeteners, and some of them are okay, some of them not, and so forth and so on. Now, if I'm going to make a recipe and I want it to be a little bit sweeter, because brown rice syrup is obviously not as sweet as like white sugar, sometimes I do use maple syrup. Maple syrup is just made by boiling down the sap from the maple trees. It's here local in Michigan, and it does contain some vitamins and minerals, okay? And when you're looking for a natural sweetener, if the natural sweetener contains vitamins and minerals, it's going to react on your body less drastically. You know, it's going to be, your body can digest it more. And that's why I like the maple syrup. There's no chemical extraction used. Again, it still has vitamins and minerals. And what I do is, like, if the recipe calls for, you know, a half a cup of brown rice syrup, if I want it to be a little sweeter, you know, I will, like, do a fourth of a cup of brown rice syrup, a fourth of a cup of maple syrup. I never, ever do 100% maple syrup, because you will end up having too much of a maple flavor in your dessert, which could be overpowering. So I combine the two. That's always a good choice. However, maple syrup will spike your blood sugar level. So again, if you're diabetic, brown rice syrup, the best of the best. Now, honey. Honey is better than white refined sugar, but it is very, very sweet. In fact, it's sweeter than maple syrup, and it will spike your blood sugar level. So, again, you can't use that if you have, you know, diabetes. And people who are vegan don't use any animal products whatsoever. Honey is created by bees, so vegan people stay away from honey. Now, fruit-sweetened things like fruit juice sweetened. Like you go to the health food store, you might pick up a box of healthy cookies and it said it's sweetened with fruit juice. Well, that's a better choice than white refined sugar. Because fruit juice does, again, have vitamins and minerals in it. It's a better choice. But it is fructose, and fructose will spike your blood sugar level. Okay? So anything that is fructose or sucrose will spike your blood sugar level. Maltose will not spike your blood sugar level. Okay? Now, I always get this all the time. Get asked this question all the time, so I might as well address it. Agave. You know, the people who produced and made agave were fantastic at marketing their product. However, they were not telling you the truth. And for the last, 5 years, I have been telling people over and over again, do not use agave. Do not use agave. But I had the social media and the media against me because Dr. Oz, love him dearly, but he was telling everybody to use agave. Look, agave is higher in fructose than high fructose corn syrup. Agave is 90% fructose. High fructose corn syrup is 55%. The human body cannot digest and utilize 90% fructose. It bypasses your natural digestive process in the stomach, and it gets digested in the liver. You are not supposed to digest your food in the liver. You are supposed to digest your food in the stomach, okay? But because of the high fructose concentration that's in there, and that's why people say that it's good for, it's a healthy sweetener because it doesn't, it's not going in and digesting in the human body like normal food does, okay? But again, the human body was made a specific way, and we are supposed to digest our food in our stomach, not our liver. They also use a chemical extraction process when they create agave. Agave is so intensely sweet. If I put something in my mouth that has agave in it, my mouth hurts. It's so sweet. Now, thank God, Dr. Oz came out just this year and told everybody, you know what? I was wrong. You should not be using agave. And he went ahead and told everybody what I just told you about it being digested in the liver, what I've been saying for over 5 years. He went ahead and said that on national television. So I applaud him for that. I applaud him for admitting that he was wrong. And so now we need to get away from all this agave stuff. It's just, it's so sweet. The human body just doesn't know what to do with it. Now, I also get asked a lot about stevia. Again, stevia is better than white refined sugar. I do give you that. However, it is 200 to 300 times sweeter than sugar. Again, the body was not made to ingest. The body was not made to ingest white refined sugar, number one. So you take something that's 200 or 300 times sweeter, your body doesn't know what to do with it. I have come across at least a half a dozen people in my counseling sessions that have switched to stevia as their predominant sweetener, and they experience joint pain. And then I obviously made the recommendation, stop consuming stevia, and the joint pains went away. It's too intensely sweet for the human body to utilize it. The human body just doesn't know what to do with it. So again, if you have the option of brown rice syrup and amazake, which are the healthiest sweeteners that will not spike your blood sugar level and will not disrupt the natural digestion process of the body, choose those. Those are the best of the best, really. All right, so that's my information all about natural sweeteners. Any more call-ins or last thoughts, Courtney?
Well, we actually had one question come up in chat, and hopefully you can answer it because I see we're running out of time. But her name is Cynthia, and she lives in Florida. She has Crohn's disease, and she's feeling very limited, with her diet and what she's capable of eating and so forth. And she was wondering if you had any recommendations of things that might be easier on her body or certain foods that she should definitely be avoiding. She just had a flare-up within the last couple weeks, and it was really rough for her. So she's trying to refine her diet. So any recommendations?
Well, yeah. Number one, if she wants to call me directly, 734-722-4553, and set up a consultation, it would be so much better because everybody's different. And even though she has Crohn's disease, she could be dealing with other things. So I can make some general recommendations right now, but they may not be specific for her. Crohn's disease, your digestive tract is so incredibly weak. You have a problem digesting and eating a lot of food. Number one, stay away from raw food. Stay away from raw food. Raw food is so hard to digest. When you have Crohn's disease, you can't be eating that. Again, I would stay away from, obviously, desserts and sweet things, and stay away from fruit. because the fruit is just contributing to the inflammation that's running through her body, so she should not be eating that. I would stick with basics. Get back to the basics. Make brown rice and make like a brown rice congee. Brown rice congee is where you take the brown rice and then you cook it even longer than it's traditionally supposed to be made, so it's very, very easy to digest. But she needs to start getting vitamins and minerals in her body on a regular basis. So she needs to take vegetables, and she needs to cut them up into small pieces, and she needs to cook them in a stew, okay, for a long time so they're really, really soft, yet they're digestible to her, and start getting vitamins and minerals in her body like that. Again, I would love to hear from her. You know, please give me a call, 734-722-4553. We could set up a consultation, and I could talk more to you and ask you more, like, well, what symptoms are you experiencing and so forth and so on. Get more information from you so that I can make more specific recommendations. I can see we're almost out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and finish up and close the show here, just letting everybody know, again, my special events that are going on. Saturday, November 15th, I am doing my sit-down Thanksgiving dinner from 7 until 9 o'clock, and it is $35 per person, and this takes place here in Westland, Michigan, in my home. Great fun time to enjoy some delicious food. On Wednesday, November 12th, I'm doing cooking for the holidays, 6:30 till 9 o'clock. Sit-down, this is a cooking class. $40, but if you're listening to the radio show, I will give you $5 off. On Wednesday, November 19th, another cooking class, $40, 6:30 till 9 o'clock. Go to my website, macroval.com. You will see the menu of the recipes I'm teaching. You will also be able to sign up and prepay there. Please check out my Facebook page, which is Macroval Food, and like it. I have posted the pictures of the walnut pie so that you can make it at home. Check out the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, bodymindspiritguide.com also, where you can get this recipe. And thank you so much for listening to the radio show. Remember, variety is the spice of life. So make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Your relationship to all things was created as the perfect tool in the work of the soul. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.